treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or order Zona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
President Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast saying freedom of religion is under assault. Here's Chris Barnes with the story.
Freedom of religion is a sacred right, but it is also a right under threat all around us.
Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C., President Trump pledged to preserve and protect religious liberty and freedom in America.
Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God.
In his remarks, Trump also paid tribute to the fallen Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens, who died during a raid in Yemen over the weekend. I'm Chris Barnes.
A veterans correction officer dead following a riot at a Delaware prison, but a prison worker unhurt following the standoff. A tactical team burst in this morning to end the hostage situation and found a group of inmates protecting a female prison worker from the other inmates. Officials say those inmates are heroes. USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Well, Girl Scouts are always looking at ways to market their cookies to be the top saleswoman, but one girl's taking honesty to a whole new level and going viral because of it. Here's the story.
An 11-year-old New Jersey girl is being celebrated for writing brutally honest reviews of the Girl Scout cookies she sells. Charlotte McCourt called the Toffee-tastic a, quote, bleak, flavorless, gluten-free wasteland, unquote, but she gushed over the chocolate peanut butter tag-along, calling it inspired. She also rated the cookies on a scale of 1 to 10, but said the only ones that could earn a 10 were those donated to U.S. troops. Charlotte's transparency has attracted a lot of attention and $5 sales. So far, she sold more than 7,700 boxes of Girl Scout cookies for the troop out of a total of 16,000.
If you wanted to go to a casino to bet on the Super Bowl, you had to go to Vegas. Well, some legislators in New Jersey want Atlantic City to be on board with that as well, and the whole state. Here's more.
Congressman Frank Lobiondo and Frank Pallone introduced bills yesterday letting the Garden State offer legal sports betting. Pallone's bill would let New Jersey join four other states where it's allowed, Delaware, Nevada, Montana, and Oregon. Lobiondo's proposal would give all states 4 years to decide whether they want to legalize sports wagering. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Punxsutawney Phil came out of Gobbler's Knob and saw his shadow this morning. That means he thinks there's going to be six more weeks of winter. A large crowd on hand, not very happy with the groundhog today. USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. The program is entitled Teachable Moments in Business. Today is Thursday, February 2nd, and I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for the program. So I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. This program is designed to introduce you to ideas and strategies and business tactics that you can use and put into action right away. And I'm happy to tell you that today we have a lifelong guest, I would call you, Maria Semple, who is the president and the owner of the Prospect Finder LLC. So I'd like to just introduce you to Maria, and we'll talk for a moment, and then we'll go on to a weather report. But Maria, welcome to Teachable Moments in Business.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me.
I'm so glad you're here. You and I have known each other for a long time. We were, before the show started, we were saying that I'm 10, 15 years? I don't even know at this point.
It's a good thing, though, right? When you can't quite remember, but it's all good feelings about the person you've met.
Exactly. And I have to say, you have grown as a businesswoman. Every time I hear about you or I bump into you occasionally, I see that you're doing something new and exciting. And today we'll have an opportunity to find out about your business as a speaker, an author, as the owner of the Prospect Finder, and we'll find out what all of that means. So if you'll bear with me a minute, we'll do the weather report and listen to one of our supporters. I'll be back to chat with you. So as far as the weather is concerned today, it looks like this afternoon is partly sunny with a high near 42 degrees, and it was actually pleasant outside when I came in. When I was here last week, it was pretty windy. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of around 19. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 33, and then Friday night, it's going to start getting cold. Probably the temperature will be down to about 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Saturday will be sunny. The temperature will go up a little bit to 32 degrees, and there'll be a slight wind from 7 to 11 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 19, so it'll get cold again. So later on in the program, I'll do an extended forecast, but here's a word from one of our sponsors.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And my wonderful guest is Maria Semple, who is, you're a serial entrepreneur.
A little bit, it seems that way, since the mid-90s or so, yeah.
Yeah, you really have. And as I often say to our listeners, business is changing at a very rapid pace, and if you don't keep up, you're going to be dead in the water, so to
true.
Speak. And you've done that. You've done a lot. So before we really get into a whole bunch of discussions about what you do, can you kind of give me an overview so to share with our listeners so they have a sense of where you're coming from and who your customers are, who you serve, that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure. So my business really focuses on helping small businesses and small to mid-sized nonprofits. So typically I don't work with large corporations, although I do work with some larger university-type nonprofits. I do have some clients, but for the most part they're small and mid-sized. And it really is all on strategies. You know, when people say, well, can you describe what your business is in three words? It's, you know, prospect, connect, prosper. So if I had to boil it down to three words, that's what it's all about. So how do you best identify the people that you should be connecting with in your niche market, whether you are a nonprofit or a business? How do you stay connected to them? How do you keep those ongoing communications and engagement, right? So today, it's really, as you know, Vicki Lynn, it's all about that engagement marketing, right? So people are expecting that they're going to be able to have a two-way conversation with your business, your brand, your nonprofit. So it's important that you give people that opportunity to stay engaged with you on the mediums that they want to stay engaged on. So I help businesses and nonprofits, you know, develop those strategies.
That's how I first knew you as the prospect finder. But because business has changed so radically and social media has become everything for business today, you've really morphed into a guru on how to market through the social media.
Yeah. My own business, because I'm more of a B2B, a business to business, my strongest platform, the one that I started on and continues to be my strongest platform, is LinkedIn. But I recognized that that wasn't necessarily the platform that other people might want to always be following me on. So I did make sure I developed a presence on Facebook and on Twitter. My business, not so much for an Instagram account, right? It's not a visual business. So I do pick and choose the strategies and the platforms that, you know, I think that I can care and feed, right? Because why launch it if you can't maintain it going forward? It's really important. And I think that's where a lot of business owners really get that overwhelm, and they say, you know, the thought of social media and keeping up content on all of those platforms. Well, maybe you don't have to keep it up on all of those platforms. It might not make sense for your business to keep it up. So as a result, a lot of people end up just becoming paralyzed. They're afraid that they're going to get overwhelmed, so they do nothing.
Well, that's very true. And I think the people, some of the older people don't understand all of this. And even the young people, some of the millennials, they know how to use cell phones and the technology connected to those, but a lot of times they don't even know these things as well. When I counsel and teach at Raritan Valley Community College for the SBDC, I talk to business owners of all ages and all backgrounds, and there are so many misconceptions and misunderstanding about these tools. Some of them, like you said, are afraid to do it because they're afraid about how much time to put into it. And mm-hmm. I have seen articles that were written on how much time you should spend in a week just working on that type of exposure. But again, as you said, it has to be based on where you perceive your audience to be.
Right.
How much time you would be spending. Now, for you, because you're always sending out newsletters and communicating on Facebook and LinkedIn, how much time do you spend in a week's time, would you say?
You know, so I have my personal time that I'll spend on social media, and then I'll have my business time that I'll spend. And, you know, generally I try and take my own advice that I give out to other businesses, which is if you can spend a solid three times a week for 20 minutes a day, if you can really just get yourself and say, all right, let me put this on the calendar, let me carve it on the calendar that, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or whatever days make the most sense for your type of business, you know, I'm going to strategically decide what I want to post about. You know, maybe, you know, Friday is fun fact day or something like that. You know, maybe if you want to make it easy for yourself, have a theme. Maybe Monday is motivational Monday and you provide some sort of a motivational quote. So, you know, you can do it around those types of themes if you want to make it easy on yourself. And, you know, some of these platforms, well, all of them actually, you can schedule it. So if the time that you have as downtime for yourself as a business owner or a nonprofit executive happens to be Sunday morning, then get yourself set up on a platform like Hootsuite, for example, that will allow you to schedule the posts and decide what you want to say on those specific days of that week and schedule it out. And the posts will happen on the date and time that you schedule it. So, you know, people feel like, well, if I'm not there to do it and, you know, at that moment to post it then, You know, there are these free tools that will allow you to post it at the timeline you want.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Hootsuite, so you've mentioned that, which is good. I'm going to move on and go back to some of our sponsors, and I'll be back with you in a moment.
Sure.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. And my guest is Maria Semple, who is a multifaceted entrepreneur and owner of the Prospect Finder, LLC. And we were just talking about spending time on social media and the fact that you said perhaps as a suggestion 20 minutes three times a week.
Yeah, that would be a good starting point,
I think. I like that a lot. Now, I wanted to talk about your concepts on helping people figure out who their target audience is and where to find them, but I wanted to share a story with you. As a manufacturer's rep in the pet supply industry, we get many phone calls from manufacturers who are looking for sales representation. And one of the questions I ask them is, who is your target audience? And I can't begin to tell you how many times people have said to me, well, our target audience is anybody that has a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this is a shampoo or a pet food or a treat manufacturer, they can't serve everybody. It has to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I start saying, well, is it geographically a marketplace that you're looking after? Is it certain breeds of dogs, certain activity levels? It could be a show dog. It could be agility. They just do not know really who their target is. And if you don't know who the target is, you can't do your marketing.
That's right.
So what are some of the tips? What do you find with people that you talk to, and what are your tips for them?
Well, again, you know, if you can focus it down geographically, then that's great. If you're able to focus it down by Sometimes certain products are better for males versus females, you know, that sort of thing, that gets people to start narrowing it down even further. And then sometimes it's even important to narrow it down by interest, right? So I'll give you an example. You mentioned I do this, a monthly newsletter. And within my database, though, when people subscribe to that newsletter from my website, they can self-identify where they see themselves, right? Are they a business owner? Are they a nonprofit? Or are they in financial services? Mm-hmm. Because there are some times when I will want to send a message out, let's say concerning a nonprofit conference that my readers may want to know about, that I don't want to have to send out to everybody on my list because, let's face it, the financial advisors on my list probably could care less. And then what will happen is they'll opt out and et cetera. So, you know, the segmentation, I think, is important for you to understand. You might be able to service multiple industries, as I do, but then when you want to have your communications and your marketing, as you said, to those audiences, you need to understand that the segmentation is going to be really important. Yeah. So, the tools are out there to help you do this. So it behooves you to try and make an effort in segmenting.
Now, I know that you're certified by Constant Contact, or you're authorized as a local expert, and you give talks. When it comes to segmenting your marketplace, do you use Constant Contact? Do you have a CRM system? How do you do this?
So for me personally, the databases that I seem to use most really are my email marketing database, which is Constant Contact, and then I rely heavily on LinkedIn as well in terms of that is sort of my Rolodex as well. So I'm able to keep people, I can look them up very quickly. If I go to a networking event, I can look them up on LinkedIn and stay connected in that way so that, you know, whether they're getting a communication from me because of an announcement I've put out on LinkedIn or they a communication because they get it through my email marketing, one way or another, we will be able to stay connected. I can't tell you the number of times, and I'm sure this happens to you. You go to a networking event and you go say, well, you know, here's my card. And then when they say to you, gee, I left my cards at the office, don't you just kind of look at them like,
I know.
Well, then why did you bother walking in the door?
Exactly.
You know, and then but if they do exchange a card with me and I say, well, let's at least connect on LinkedIn and stay in touch that way. And if they say, well, I don't have LinkedIn, then actually, you know what the next line out of my mouth usually is? We're going to have a hard time staying in touch because it really is that important for me to be able to have some way of organizing. If you do the level of marketing like you and I do, and you're out in the community and you're speaking and you're networking and just meeting and greeting lots of people, how could you possibly not have some sort of a method? So whether you have a nice, strong CRM, customer relationship management tool, Outlook, I know a lot of people who use Outlook to keep their prospects and clients straight and so forth. So you have to have some kind of a system.
Yeah, you do.
Gone are the days of that old-fashioned Rolodex. And I might have dated myself in saying I use LinkedIn as a Rolodex because I can remember back in the day having that Rolodex on my
desk.
That's
very true. And some people have index cards with names. Actually, I met a young fellow a couple years ago who was still using index cards. I said, you have to get away from that.
There's a lot of business card scanners now, too.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
And people take pictures of the cards with their cell phones. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of new apps.
Yeah, great.
Use,
yeah.
Which is true. I use, because I don't need to access my database if I'm not in the office. So I use, I have Access, which is a Microsoft program. I've been using Access for years. My one database has over 16,000 records on it.
Wow.
And I'm able to profile every name that goes in there so that I know how I met them, what they do, what their interests are, what they have perhaps purchased from me or what their prospects to buy, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my telephone directory.
Right.
Yeah, my Outlook is used for my girlfriend's phone numbers and the plumber.
And can you access in the cloud?
It's available in the cloud. I don't use it that way. I use it just on my... I bought it once, and mm-hmm. that's where it stays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cloud-based programs have subscriptions, although there are free ones out there. There's mm-hmm. Zoho, HubSpot, I believe, put one out recently that is free. So those are things that someday I'll explore, but I personally don't need them. But I do tell my clients that they need to look at those.
Yeah, you've got to find something that is going to be accessible to you. Like for me, having the cloud accessibility is something that would be important. So if I were purchasing a CRM today, that would be the one thing that personally I would be looking for.
Right.
But if that's not important to you and you like to have everything just housed on that one computer, however, you do want to make sure you're at least backing that one computer up. Because you might lose those 16,000.
I have many backups. Yeah, and my computer is connected to my husband, so then he has all of that information available to him as well. But keeping up those systems is so important.
It is.
When I talk to somebody on the phone, whether it's a prospect or a customer, I make sure I bring their records up and immediately confirm the information that we have on file.
Yeah.
So that we can communicate. We also ask if we can communicate with them other ways, such as with email or newsletters,
The point about some of these lists as well is that they're extremely valuable to you. Those 16,000 names, as I'm sure you know, is not something you ever want to sell or rent to other outside entities or organizations. I usually will tell people when they're attending my seminars, they'll say, well, you know, I've had this opportunity to buy or, you know, this other list or whatever. And, you know, I explain the whole thing about, you know, that's spamming. You know, you want to stay in compliance with the laws that are out there, like the CAN Spam Act. But then also they say, well, why really do I need to build an email list? You know, why do that? And, you know, I think when I give them the example of, well, think about how many names do you have in whatever you have it in, the Outlook or wherever you're housing your names. Think of that number of names. Think of your average price point of your product or your service. Multiply it by those names. And that's the value of that database.
That's true.
That's true. The value. So it is something that you want to guard and nurture
exactly.
Well.
Good. That's a good word for that. That's exactly, and it has to be ongoing. It can't stop. Otherwise, everything becomes obsolete.
Yep. And out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. Now, there were a couple questions I have for you. One of which is the fact that I discovered that there's another Maria Semple out there who's an author, and you are an author as well. The name of your book is Magnify Your Business. So you told me that there's a story behind this. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, so there is a Maria Semple who is within a year of my age who lives out on the West Coast in the Seattle area. And she is an ex-TV writer and has now just published her third book. And her third book called Today Will Be Different is actually going to be turned into some sort of either a movie or a TV miniseries or something. I have a Google alert on my name, and she must have that on her name as well. At any rate, when her second book came out called Where'd You Go, Bernadette, when that book came out, she came to New Jersey for a book signing. She came to a nice little bookstore in Montclair, New Jersey, and I made sure I got signed up, and I went. So to make a long story short, when we got introduced, she gave me a big hug, and she said, "It's so great to meet you finally." And I thought, how does she know who I am? And then I realized, well, she must have the same Google alert on her name that I have on my name. And she said to me, "You know, Maria, sometimes your headshot goes out with press articles about me." So people will write an article. They'll go to Google Images. Now, we do look like we could be cousins. We've got similar hair coloring, eyes, similar features. So people have done that. And then she said she showed up at a Barnes & Noble book signing once, and my face was on the poster instead of hers. Can you imagine?
My word.
Now, my Twitter handle is at Maria Semple. People are tweeting all the time, so I have alerts set up as to when my Twitter handle is being used. So people tweet all the time using my Twitter handle, but they're really talking about her.
Right.
So you can only imagine how convoluted and confusing this can all get for people. And I did ask her, are you on Twitter? And this was a couple of years ago. And she was not, because I would have been only too happy to send these followers her way. So if there's any followers out there at Maria Semple and you really don't want to be following me, You should find out if she's got a Twitter handle.
That's well. You're obviously you're not alone. I mean, this I'm sure happens with other people. But is there a way to undo the confusion?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure because even with some people that I've tried to give, I've stopped trying to correct people. I just figure, well, whatever. If you want to follow me, then follow me on Twitter. Yeah. You know? But they must wonder when I'm tweeting out business advice.
That's funny.
You know, because her books are fiction, and my book is a how-to book in terms of business. So,
well, when I looked you up before you came here today, I was dumbfounded to see all these titles, and I thought, I don't think she wrote that many books.
No.
So that's why I just had to ask. But I have my first name is Vicki Lynn, so professionally I always go out as Vicki Lynn Morgan. There are a lot of Vicki Morgans out there, but fortunately there aren't too many Vicki Lynns. And also the way that my name is spelled is
right.
Helpful as well.
Right.
So I couldn't help but ask you that question.
No, but you know, that does lead to the point that, you know, you really should have some sort of alerts set up on your name and on your business name. You know, I have it set up on Google Alerts, and I also have it set up on something called Mention. I don't know if you use that one, but it's called...
I use Google Alerts, but not Mention. I'll have to
Mention.com actually picks up on the social media mentions more so than maybe an article or something like that.
Oh, that's fascinating. I'll look into that. Okay, we're going to go to a news break and some weather, and we're going to come back and to chat again. So let's take a look at the weather right now. Oh, I think I'm... Yeah, the weather. my extended weather, I finished up on Saturday when it will be near 32 degrees, and then partly cloudy Saturday night at about 19 degrees. Sunday, chance of showers. So we may getting... I guess do we still need rain? we certainly have had the reservoirs really go half empty or like down to 30% around here. So there's a chance of showers at 2 o'clock on Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 38 degrees, and the precipitation chance is about 30%. Sunday night, chance of rain and snow showers before 8 p.m. And then we're looking at 30% chance of precipitation. On Monday, the temperature is going to go up there. The weather report indicates mostly sunny with a high near 40, and then the weather is going to drop again on Monday night. So we've got all kinds of weather conditions here.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's a pleasure to be here, obviously. I've been anxious to be here.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson speaking at the State Department today in his first day on the job. He praised those career officials in the State Department who kept things running while he was being confirmed.
Obviously, I also want to recognize and thank all of you here at headquarters of our State Department, the staff and partners around the world who have faithfully performed your duties regardless of who was in charge.
President Trump putting Democrats in the Senate on notice regarding his pick for the Supreme Court. Trump noted in 2006, Neil Gorsuch was approved 95-0 by the Senate for his current position.
We want to have him go through an elegant process as opposed to a demeaning process. Because they're very demeaning on the other side. And they want to make you look as bad as possible.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want to use a nuclear option unless he has to. USA Radio News.
You know I work with Ovation Hair, and I'm thrilled with the product. I'm happy to endorse it. My hairstylist just said the other day that my hair color was growing out really fast. She said it's because you use the Ovation products. Your hair has never grown this quickly before. That is true. And now there is a beautiful Valentine's Day gift set. It's got the cell therapy hair treatment, the volume therapy shampoo, and the moisture therapy conditioner. I use all of those every day. Plus, you get whipped mousse that has some hold to it. It's really cool. And then these beautiful hair pins. So you get Ovation hair accessories as well, and they're really pretty. So hurry before they sell out, because this 5-piece gift set has a savings of over 50%. And it's really pretty. The box is pink and has a heart on the top. It's real gorgeous. All right, so here's the deal. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. And if you're a new customer, select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout for an additional introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
So you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Network. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And my guest is Maria Semple, who is the prospect finder and a serial entrepreneur. So Maria, you're working on a special project that's going to take place in the early March.
Yeah, so on March 7th, we're going to be having something called the New Jersey Marketing Expo. And the website that people can go to get more information about that is njmarketingexpo.com. That's njmarketingexpo.com. And there is a very nominal fee to be able to attend. And we're going to have a total of about seven speakers. It's a half-day event. Wow. And it's kicking off with a keynote by Mike Michalowicz. And so I think folks in the central New Jersey area should be pretty familiar with who Mike is. And if you're not, if you've never seen him speak, he is just really dynamic. He's got several books out. His last one is called Profit First. And his last one is called Surge.
Surge. I just got the copy.
Yeah, Surge. And then Profit First was just before that. And I'll tell you, we had him speak at this event. We ran this event in Bergen County back in June, and he was the keynote. And I'll tell you what, nobody wanted to follow him. We're all seasoned speakers, and we were all looking at one another like, oh no, we've got to follow Mike. But I promise you, it'll be worth the money, even if you pay to come and see Mike speak. We're bringing together all kinds of topics around social media, content marketing, video marketing, networking, email marketing. So it's really going to be an opportunity for you to spend some time networking with a lot of folks, but then also getting some great learning tips just in a nice half-day session.
That sounds wonderful. I'm going to try to get there. Now this is being held at Raritan College.
It's being held at Raritan Valley Community College, and it's being co-sponsored by the SBDC, so at RVCC. Mm-hmm. So the Small Business Development Center is instrumental in helping us put this together, and they are helping us to co-host the event.
Well, that's wonderful. I heard Mike McCullough would speak there actually quite a few years ago. And I was so impressed with his presentation that I contacted him, and as a result, I got to know him, and he spoke to some of the groups that I was running through Nujabo and also Somerset Hills Business Network.
Right.
So we had him come again about two and a half years ago. He spoke again, but now he's becoming so popular and well-known. He travels around the country.
He sure does.
Overseas, I believe, and... So anyway, I was going to mention, and you've probably saw this, he was offering his book Surge through Facebook, and he indicated that if you ask to receive a copy, it will be with the understanding that you will endorse his book on Amazon. So of course I jumped on it. I have all his books.
Yeah.
So I jumped on it, and I just read the beginning of it. I just got it, and all of a sudden I've been out. I haven't been around to sit down and read lately, but... There's information in that book that I know I'm going to be using with my clients.
Yes,
he has the steps for starting and launching a business in there, and how to make it really launch
surge. Exactly.
And then he's in the process of rewriting his Profit First book, and I had a class a couple of nights ago where somebody asked me about controlling their money in the business. I said read Profit First.
Yeah.
Before you make some decisions.
And he's got some certified Profit First coaches that are working with him. So there are people who he has now basically imparted his techniques and his knowledge that are going around, as one of his, we could say, certified coaches. So, so this would be a great event. So we would love to have any small businesses and nonprofits attending that event, and I think it'd be great for you.
So you have about seven speakers then who will be there?
Yeah, at this point, at this point, yep.
And are they all listed on the website?
So they'll see, you'll have an opportunity to select which sessions, which topics are of most interest to you. Yeah. We're breaking it out as two separate sessions.
Oh, you are.
So there'll be Mike Michalowicz will kick things off, and then you'll have a choice between two sessions. Session number one, there's going to be a set of speakers. Session number two, a different set of speakers. So really packed, jam-packed with lots of information.
That's really good. I forgot to look at my calendar. I hope I can go because I don't want to miss it. That's why I go to events like this. I learn so much by going to networking events. I look to see who the speaker is. That's my my first task before deciding where to go. And I pick up so much information. Today, you really don't have to read a whole lot of books. If you're just out there talking to experts in their fields, you can learn so much. And it's current knowledge.
Well, that's just it, and I attend a lot of these types of events as well. Sure, I do Facebook marketing and so forth, but I find it fascinating to hear from someone else how they approach Facebook marketing. And you always pick up, because these social media networks, nothing ever stays static. Everything changes the time. LinkedIn just changed. Something that I was able to do on LinkedIn very recently for free, I would now have to pay to start doing on LinkedIn in terms of some prospecting strategies. So nothing ever stays the same on these social networks.
That's really the whole thing is so fascinating. So I wanted to ask you about your book, Magnify Your Business. Mm-hmm. Why did you write it, and what's the benefit that somebody will gain from having read the book?
The reason why I really wrote the book was because of all the speaking that I do, and people would come up to me afterwards and say, wow, Maria, that was really great. You ought to think about writing a book. So after about the 10th person came up to me and told me I should write a book, I decided, well, maybe I really should write that book. So I did, and I published it in October of 2015, and it was an opportunity for me to, and it's a short read, but it's I wanted a way to take practical tips and tools. And in fact, that's the byline of the book. It's tips, tools, and strategies for growing your business or your nonprofit. I wanted to give them some concrete websites that they could go to. And, so it really wasn't just about fluff. It was really about, these are the things that I think could help you. Go to these websites. Use this for planning. Go to your small business development centers and find them and get that counseling if that's what you need. So giving them the path forward. And so what I have found from people who've read it said, gee, Maria, I've just started out in business and it was helpful. Or, a seasoned business owner said, I didn't even know I could use my library card to do some prospecting for free. And that would be a seasoned business owner might not even have realized what they could do with a library card. So I try to give as many free and low-cost strategies as possible, because I know a lot of people are running this business on a shoestring budget.
That's true. And that's my focus in helping people as a certified guerrilla marketing coach. I'm looking for the free or almost free stuff.
Right.
And so many people think about, in fact, in my marketing classes, I'll say to them, what's the first word that comes to mind when you hear the word marketing? Either the first or second word will be advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And that translates into dollar signs.
Yeah.
So when that happens, they freeze up and they say, well, I can't afford to do it. So there's so many things you can do, and these are the things we're talking about today with the social media, the networking, going to events. Chances are, if you go to your event in March on the 7th, you'll be sitting next to somebody with whom you can start a conversation, and you may end up doing business with them someday or getting a referral.
Right.
You just never know
who you're going to meet. Yeah. I mean, I talk in my book about the importance of having your tribe. Right? Have that network of people who are complementary to what you do so that you can do some cross referral of business.
Yeah.
In your networking groups that you're in, okay, you might not be in need of a realtor today, for example, but, in conversation with a friend over the weekend, you might find out they're thinking about putting their house on the market. Oh, okay, great. I've got a realtor I can introduce you to. So I think if you're just, you become known and seen as a person who can be trusted, a good connector. I think we can all sense when people are at networking events and they're only there to collect as many business cards as possible.
Exactly.
Right. And they're always scanning the room. Well, who's that next person I'm going to talk to instead of you? I give some strategies for attending networking events and what, how should you, a lot of the things that you talk about as well, and So it was kind of a way for me to put it all in one book. And then I did dedicate the book to my father-in-law, and I gifted it to him for his 80th birthday. And he didn't even know I was writing a book. So that was really kind of fun and exciting on a personal level to be able to gift that to him, because he was he had a very successful fundraising consulting firm based in Nutley. The firm still exists today, even though he's retired. But it was just a great way for me to thank him for taking me under his wing in the early 1990s when he did. To this day, if I go to a nonprofit conference, people see my name tag and they say, "Oh, how's your father-in-law doing?" And he was just, and I thought, gee, if I could, you know, have that type of an impact on people that he has had, I'd be doing something well. So
no,
I figured,
I believe you do.
I figured if I could write a book and dedicate it to him, it would be my nod to say thank you.
That's really nice. I have a question, and it's actually could lead to a long conversation. But the simple question is: did you self-publish?
I did, actually. I did. Part of it was because when I really started researching what it took to publish a book. So there's the getting it out on paper in your, you know, on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, right?
Right, okay.
A document. And then there's a whole other thing in turning it into a book. So how does it get from that Word document to a book? I realized that, publishers, even if you go with a traditional publishing house, expect you to do your own marketing for a book anyway.
That's what I heard.
And so I thought, well, the time, and I just thought, well, I'm just going to go with my own self-publishing. And then there was that whole timeline thing, because I wanted to get it done before his 80th birthday.
Yeah.
So I had that
pressure.
I had that looming as well. So I just thought, let me just do it this way. You know, I think sometimes people can, what do they call that, analysis paralysis?
Yes.
Right. So you can sit there and think about something and research it to death and then not move.
That's
and
true.
I think that sometimes you just have to make a decision and say, all right, it's either the right decision or wrong, whatever it is, decide, move on, and then let the chips fall where they may. And if you need to correct, then correct, you know.
Yeah.
There are ways around it.
Well, that's I'm in the process of writing a book, but I've been distracted because of speaking gigs that I have and all this, or applying to be a speaker, and there's just so many hours in the day. I'm going to be speaking down in Atlanta at the biggest pet grooming show in March. I have 3 one-hour programs that I've been working on. And then a week and a half later, I'm speaking down in Orlando at the biggest pet industry trade show of the whole year. And I've got 2 90-minute programs plus a quickie TED Talk kind of thing.
And those are even harder to do, I think, than the 90 minutes.
Exactly, yeah, because I'm not using PowerPoints. I have to just have some bullet points that I can talk about. And my topic is such that I've got to have to drill down to a couple of key pointers, maybe 2 or 3 different things I'll say in that 15 minutes.
Yep.
So it's challenging, but it's all, I like to be challenged, so, and I know you do. So
yeah, I always love it when I'm invited to speak at a networking group and I ask them, oh, okay, great, how long do I have to speak on social media? And they say, oh, 15 minutes. And I think, what will I say in 15 minutes about social media?
And you say to yourself, I could have done I can talk for 3 hours on this. We're going to go to a couple more of our supporters here for this program, and I'll be back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the Huntington Chamber Internet Radio Station. Thank you for listening today. We've had a wonderful visit with Maria Semple, who is a multifaceted entrepreneur. When I first met her, she owned the Prospect Finder LLC, and she's gone on to become an author of a book entitled Magnify Your Business. She's an accomplished public speaker. She's an award-winning master certified solution provider for Constant Contact, and also authorized to by them to deliver local presentations for groups and different audiences that get in touch with her. She also gives training on LinkedIn. And but you had your start with nonprofits, I think. That was your launch.
I did.
I
still do work with a lot of nonprofits. They rely on me to help them with their donor research.
When I first learned about the work that you do with nonprofits, I was so enamored by all the different tactics you use to find people for the nonprofits to reach out to.
Yes,
donations.
Absolutely. Yep. That kind of works a whole different side of my brain than the creative marketing side of my brain. So it's kind of fun. It keeps me in balance.
So tell us, just give us another heads up on the program in March and anything else that you're doing with any newsletters or programs that you may be giving. And I'd like you to share your phone number and your website.
Okay, sure. So again, that website for the March 7th event is njmarketingexpo.com. And if anybody wants to visit my website, it's theprospectfinder.com. And my phone number, 908-256-4433. And my email address is maria@theprospectfinder.com. I do have next week, February 8th, I do have a hands-on training that I'm doing for Constant Contact. People will often ask me, gee, Maria, when are you running a more of a hands-on class? So I am doing a BYO type of hands-on class in downtown Somerville. Very small. I've got a few spots left for a total of 10 people. So it's going to be a half-day class. So people
really?
Can come and just... Wow. They will leave that class with a brand new mobile responsive template for their business. So that's the goal by the end of the class, is so that they'll have something branded with their logo, their website, whatever their branding is that they want to have on there. So I'll teach them some background tips and tricks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it should be good. It's a lot of fun.
So how can they find out? How can our audience find out about that?
Yeah, so that's on my website at theprospectfinder.com. I do have an events page on my website. There's a calendar there, and if they look at the February 8th calendar day, they'll be able to get information about that.
Very good. And then you have a newsletter that goes out also?
I do, yeah. People can sign up for my e-news, so that that's the best way for you to stay in touch with where I am speaking locally. Mm-hmm. If you want to come, most of my events are free, but then I do have some like this boot camp, if you will, right. is a fee-based class. So that's a little bit more intensive. But yeah, I do lots of free seminars in the local chambers and various networking groups and associations.
You are so well connected. I'm very impressed with what you,
thank you.
What you do. Well, I want to thank you for being here. And by the way, we do have a Gmail account. It's teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. And we have a Facebook page, Teachable Moments in Business. And we do welcome people's comments. We'd like to hear requests for those people that you'd like to hear interviewed or topics that we need to be talking about on this program, because we're all about helping each other. That's what business is about today, is helping others to become strong in business and give them tips. It's so hard to keep up with all of the different aspects of business, and because business is changing at such a rapid pace. So before I conclude, I want to remind you that we have all of our programs are archived on the website for the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station, and you can listen to these programs on your computer, on your cell phone, on your mobile devices, so please take advantage of it. And I have a favorite quote, and I forget who said that quote, made this statement, but it's, "All the world's a stage, and most of us are desperately unrehearsed." So by keeping in touch here, you will definitely get tips and ideas you can use. Also, I encourage you to listen to Jim Gano, who has a program on Thursday afternoons from 12 to 1 entitled Taking Care of Business. And a lot of the things he talks about dovetail with the work that I do here as well. So thank you for joining us today. And please come back next week. And I have another interesting guest lined up, a gentleman who's in the food business. And he may make you hungry when you listen on this program. So thank you for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's a pleasure to be here, obviously. I've been anxious to be here.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson speaking at the State Department today in his first day on the job. He praised those career officials in the State Department who kept things running while he was being confirmed.
Obviously, I also want to recognize and thank all of you here at headquarters of our State Department, the staff and partners around the world who have faithfully performed your duties regardless of who was in charge.
President Trump putting Democrats in the Senate on notice regarding his pick for the Supreme Court. Trump noted in 2006, Neil Gorsuch was approved 95-0 by the Senate for his current position.
We want to have him go through an elegant process as opposed to a demeaning process. Because they're very demeaning on the other side. And they want to make you look as bad as possible.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want to use a nuclear option unless he has to. USA Radio News.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house. else.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Last night, the University of California, Berkeley liberal protesters set fires, destroyed buildings, and also threw rocks at police officers because they didn't want to let Milo Yiannopoulos speak. Here's the story from Chris Barnes.
Breitbart News editor Milo Yiannopoulos was scheduled to speak at UC Berkeley. His speech eventually canceled, though, when angry demonstrators clashed with police, broke windows, and started at least one fire.
The bitch is USA!
Reacting to the news today, President Donald Trump tweets, "If UC Berkeley does not allow free speech and practices violence on innocent people with different points of view, no federal funds." I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in Nashville mourning the loss of one of their own. A diver recovered the body of Metro Nashville officer Eric Mumaw several hours after he jumped